It is 4:37 on this Friday afternoon, and it's going home music is what Pinto's playing right now on the Mike McFeely Show. And I hope that wherever you're going to get there safe this afternoon, whether it's to the Taylor Swift concert in Fargo, whether it's to the lake, whether it's anywhere that you're going to go, Knickerbocker Liquor Locker, be safe on this Friday afternoon. But since it is Friday afternoon, it is time to go to Devil's Lake, North Dakota, because Mitchell's Guide Service out of Woodland Resort is a great sponsor of this program. And we need to check in with our good friend Jeff Katzer to find out if the fish are biting and if the geese are dropping in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hairball? I'm in. Let's go.
Okay.
Is Joel Heitkamp there?
Yes, he's there promoting Hairball at the Knickerbocker Liquor Locker in Hickson right now. So if you want to head on down.
I didn't realize he was a hairballer.
Oh, no, he's not. He's just down there hanging out with his friends, Mike Bison, and buddies at the Knicker. Just the way
it
works.
All right. Well, you know me. I love the 80s and hair bands. I'm all about that.
Guys like you and I that don't have much hair who are from the 80s love hair bands, Jeff. You know that.
This is true. What could have been? Yes, the fish are popping and the geese are dropping. I like that. I just kind of schlepped that together.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, we've been doing real good in the geese department. Wonderful limits that we're able to have at 15 apiece here for the early season. Been going really, really good here. And the fish have been going, you know, we've been doing our blast and cast, as they say, and been doing a great, great, great time at that. Now we're sitting at about 90 degrees, 90 degrees, no wind.
So the geese are cooking themselves, dropping from the sky then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been pretty crazy. As you can tell, I'm even preoccupied here. We have the Warrior Weekend Fest going on here at Woodland Resort, so a lot of people in, a lot of people out. It's going to be a jam thing tomorrow here, that's for sure.
Cool, and the Warrior Weekend is a deal. Warrior Boat sponsors you, Jeff, and they sell those boats at Woodland Resort, so there's going to kind of be a fun little day, couple days tomorrow and Sunday, right?
Yeah, tomorrow 7 to 9, you'll meet the guides of Mitchell's Guide Service and all the Warrior Pro staffers. There's a lot of really big names here that fish professionally throughout the United States. And then, you know, then there's an open fishing time all day long. We'll have every boat basically that Warrior makes on hand here. If you want to drive, ride, do any of that stuff, get out to Woodland Resort first thing tomorrow, all day tomorrow. In the afternoon, we're going to have a walleye fish fry. We're going to really have a lot of fun. Everybody's going to bring their walleyes in that they catch. We're going to fry them all up, and we're going to have a great time with that, too. So, and don't forget, we'll have a band. It won't be Hairball, but it'll be good.
So where are you catching walleyes, Jeff? How are people catching them?
You know, it's the same old, same old. I mean, I am in, believe it or not, with this hot, stable weather, 6 to 12 foot of water. And we've been pulling the spinners. That's been going really, really good with crawlers and with leeches now have really surfaced again, Uncle Mike, and a guy where just no one can find them in town. Everybody's been buying them out. And on a slow death rig at 0.9 miles an hour, they've been getting some real dandies on that. And again, this is on all the roadbeds. And I do know this, the Golden Highway has finally started.
Oh, really?
The lead core guys will be really excited. One of our guys, Aaron Johnson, went out there today and came back in all happy as can be. He said, oh, God, all the 16 to 19 inches you want. So there's a little tip for somebody out there. It's a huge area out there, but he said it went good from one end to the other, and the pike weren't really killing them because, you know, as you troll those crankbaits, the pike just love them.
So how deep is the Golden Highway? You know, some of the roadbeds I'm used to fishing, Jeff, are, you know, 8 to 10 to maybe 12 feet, maybe up to 6 feet. Is the Golden Highway deeper than that, the sunken highway?
Yeah, let's just say on an average 16.
Oh, okay, it is that deep. Okay, all right.
Yeah, right around there. And a couple of the Warrior Boat guys have been out there today, and I'll have more reports on that. But like I said, Aaron Johnson did go out there today, one of our guides, and he did real well. And he was at 2.5 miles an hour with number 4 Selmals.
Okay, perfect. All right, so Jeff, I don't mean to cut you off, but we need to get a couple other points of business out here. So if people want to talk to Mitchell's Guide Service, if they want to talk to Jeff Katzer, if they want to hire you for a cast and blast, how can they do that? What's the phone number? What's the best way to go about that?
They can call us here at Woodland Resort, area code 701-662-5996.
Okay, I'm going to be up there tomorrow. Me and Corey Askin from the Lake Place going to drive up there and catch some fish tomorrow, okay?
You bet. Come on out and meet all the Warrior guys here. It'll be a great time tomorrow.
We will do that. Thank you, Jeffrey. Appreciate it.
See you later.
Yep, you bet, Jeff.